Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Everybody, happy holidays and welcome to the Friday edition of the Athletic Fantasy Podcast. I'm Zach Jackson. Usually Michael Beller is in the host's chair, and it's myself, Michael, and Vic Tafer who's with us, and we're talking about games and lines and everything to get you started on a winning weekend. Michael is out, so there's no truth to the rumor that you get the big chair if you go 5-0, which I did this week. So Vic, I'm going to victory lap the heck out of it. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
That's impressive, man. You kind of set me up. You're like, oh, Vic, you went 3-2. Like, yeah, I did. Like, I went 5-0. Like, wow. Nice job, man. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you. So usually there's a video component to this. If you guys watch it, God bless you. Bless you anyway. No, we appreciate your patronage. But it has the picks and the records and all of that. I would just tell you, all of you listening, and Vic, this is a hard game. I think going 5-0 put me 1 or 2 over for the whole year. So especially when we get to these you know, special weekends, you don't have to bet every game. But with the menu these days, Vic, and all the props and the first quarter and everything, man, sometimes it's hard not to. So I'm kind of feeling myself at 5-0. I'm a little bit dangerous going into this week.
I like it. I like it. Last week I learned, like, you want to bet some bad teams, but it's hard to bet bad teams. They just let you down in the end. So many teams still let me down in the last minutes of the games last week. So I think it's a lot of big spreads this week, so it's kind of hard to avoid taking some more bad teams.
Yeah, no, let's start there before we dive into our favorite five picks. I mean, at this time of year, I think a solid handicapping angle is you want to find the dead teams, right? Like, you want to find them and you want to pounce on them. Well, the books adjust accordingly. The lines generally go up. And the best example, the dead of the dead, to me, would be the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, Vic, an hour ago, as we look at this, the Lions picked because the Jets have 15 guys on the COVID list and growing. So it becomes very scary. And that's something else that really we've never dealt with. And we're recording a little bit earlier than normal this week. You know, as I start every week trying to find five, the first thing I do is I find one or two that I want nothing to do with. Right. And I find two or three this week because of COVID. And one of the big marquee games is one of them, Chiefs and Steelers. I think you have a pick there, but I don't, because I don't know who Patrick Mahomes is going to have. And the Steelers defense is good enough to beat the Chiefs if, you know, Hill and Kelsey aren't there.
And going back to the Jags, I think last week a lot of people ate the cheese last week. They're like, oh, Urban Meyer's gone. They're going to be fired up. It's a great spot. People are betting the Jags. The line moved up. People actually betting on the Jags, and they all pay the price. So you got to be careful.
I did not take that sucker bet, but there's one reason. Going back to week one when the Jags played the Texans, I said to myself, the Texans are not trying to win. I opened my survivor pool with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I was in my survivor pool for about 1 hour and 10 minutes this year. All right. Anyway, the format here, we give you our five favorite picks. We talk you through. We don't try to talk you into them, but we hope we know what we're talking about at least sometime. We keep it moving pretty quick. All lines, as usual, can be found on BetMGM, the official gambling partner of the Athletic. Vic, I'll be in Lambeau on Saturday. Nice. That's the first game, the first Christmas game. The second one is a biggie. It's on the other side of the country. It's in Arizona. Colts in Arizona. The line was pick as of this afternoon. I think it opened to Colts -1 earlier in the week, but that's where your picks start. You like the Colts.
Do I? I feel like the Cardinals.
You sent me two lists. You sent me two lists. And the Colts are on them. You do have both the Colts and the Cardinals now that I look longer down the list.
You're right. So, I like the Cardinals, but I went against myself. I went against my own instincts, which I think is key here. So I think the Cardinals obviously is a horrible loss last week. I think it's a good bounce back spot here, but Colts are playing well. Colts are running the ball well. Should be able to assert their game plan again this week. So I think it's a good spot for the Colts. I was just being an idiot earlier. But the Cardinals are – I mean, people are going to think the Cardinals are going to bounce back, and I think that's why I thought about it at first. But I like the Colts are playing well and going to take care of business on Christmas Day.
Let me ask you this. You know, there is a thought out there that the Cliff Kingsbury Cardinals fade and fade fast. And obviously last week going to Detroit and laying a total egg would indicate those people might be right. Does that scare you at all? Or just in general, do you put credence in those kind of historical trends?
Yeah, I think it's like you said, it's tough though with all the things going on with injuries and COVID. It's hard to know what really is going on as far as the coach and the impact he has and if teams are fading. There's so much going on this year and last year also. So I just think it's hard to make huge generalizations about a coach in these kind of games.
Yeah. My first pick is also on Saturday, the game that I plan to attend. I'm laying the 7 with the Packers. The Packers are just really good. I would probably bet them to win the Super Bowl right now if I wasn't already invested slightly in a couple of other teams. And the Browns are not sure they're going to have any pass rushers. I think Myles Garrett's going to play. We know he's not going to be 100%. And I think he's limping groin injury and just general wear and tear to the point that we don't know if he should play, right? I think he's going to try to overrule his coaches and be out there. Jadeveon Clowney's on the COVID list. He could come off. It's no guarantee that he will. This Browns defense has played really well going back 6 or 8 weeks. But to think that they could go into Lambeau and keep it close with the way their offense has played and without those guys to get to Aaron Rodgers and disrupt him, to me, I just don't think that's going to happen. I think the Packers don't necessarily name their number, but the way the Browns have struggled to score and the way that Rodgers is flinging it around and what they're playing for, which is the number one seed in the NFC that they're chasing, I look for the Packers to win this game 30-ish to 14-ish. So I'm laying the 7 there. Vic, AFC North game on Sunday. Big one. We're on opposite sides. You like the Ravens plus 2.5 in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm assuming Lamar Jackson's back, and that's the only reason I'm making that bet. I think it's a they played pretty tough last week. They had a tough loss and went for 2 at the end. I think you kind of see the teams behind the coach. You kind of see on the same page. I think Lamar Jackson gives them that boost where they can get back in this playoff race. So I think it's if Lamar Jackson is back, which I'm assuming he is, I think he does Lamar Jackson type things, and they win that game.
Yeah, I respect the heck out of the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. And it scares me a little bit to be on the opposite side here. But, you know, the Browns played the Ravens in back-to-back games over the course of 3 weeks, you know, with a schedule quirk with the bye. And I've just watched that team all year long, as I generally do. They're out of defensive backs. Even before the COVID stuff hit this week, they were playing with guys that were on other teams' practice squads, that were on the waiver wire. The Bengals at home in a must-win game. I'm a big believer in Joe Burrow, and I just think the Ravens – for all they've been and the firepower that Jackson brings them, Mark Andrews is playing like the best tight end in the league right now. I just don't think they can keep up. I like the Bengals, and I'm laying the 2.5 in this one.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie? Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I mentioned that the first game I'm staying away from is the big one in Arrowhead, but you have a pick there, Vic. Steelers and Chiefs. I saw Chiefs laying 7.5, but your pick is on the total.
Yeah, I think the things you mentioned, like that, obviously the Chiefs had some COVID issues, and I'm not totally sold on their offense being all the way back. Anyway, I know they had the explosion late last week, and that was great, but before that, they were definitely struggling the first part of that game. I think the offense is still not back on track. With the guys being out, it helps my case. I think the Steelers' offense is not very good. You mentioned that. Chiefs are playing a lot better defensively. So I just see a low-scoring game, no matter who's out there. I like the under.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It didn't make my pick list, but sometimes I like to say, Vic, that you know these guys are hard to beat, right? The books are hard to beat, and sometimes you got to listen when they're trying to tell you something. Patrick Mahomes is a quarterback. The total's 44. Like, they're saying what you just said, that the Steelers don't have a ton of offense, that the Chiefs haven't really been clicking on all cylinders even when they've had their guys. So I like that under 44. It's not going to make my list, but I like it. I'm going to take the Bills. You know, I just think this is a revenge game. I went against the Patriots last week, and it scared the hell out of me. I think I made reference to to being able to hear my father standing over my shoulder saying, "You'll never get rich betting against Bill Belichick." But I just think the Patriots have played over their heads, and we had the extreme weather and the extreme conditions. I think the Bills were embarrassed by that. They should have been. I think the Bills are still the better team. I know Josh Allen's not 100%, but nobody's 100% right now. I think the Bills in the revenge game laying 2.5, probably my favorite pick of the week there, Vic.
Wow. I went against the Bills last week, and I paid the price. Panthers had no kicker. They still recovered in the game late, and then the Bills scored late. So that was one of the games I was talking about as far as when bad teams break your heart. But I get it. I think you're in a good spot with the Bills there.
Yeah, interesting one. You like the Rams. I think the latest line, 2.5 in Minnesota. You know, the Vikings are playing better. They certainly, Monday night was not a work of art. They're alive in the playoff race. Rams laying 2.5 in Minnesota, though, made your list. Tell us why.
I agree the Vikings are playing better, though, kind of. But I think the Rams hit their stride a little bit. I think the defense is playing really well. They're running the ball now with a clear mission, and I think they're doing a good job with the two backs. Stafford's looked good. I think he had some bad decisions last game, but they still covered that game. I think they've been on the roll now, so I think they'll keep going and cover again this week.
You know, I'm a Chargers futures player. If you guys have been here since we started doing this back in the summer, and you know that, thank you again. And I still think they're alive, but Vic, I'm just absolutely sick to my stomach last week watching them leave the points on the field and then not get the stops late, right? In a game that really could have helped them win the division and all of those things. But I'm a Chargers player this week. The Texans just came off a win. The Texans are getting ravaged by COVID, and I know the Chargers have it too. But the Chargers still have to play their way into the playoffs, right? They still have plenty to play for, and they still should be, better be, stinging from last week. I look at the state of the Texans. I look at the talent on the Chargers, even if you take away 4, 5, 6, 8 guys. And how is this not a double-digit game? I'm quickly laying the 10 with the Chargers in Houston.
Yeah, I get that. Chargers broke my heart last week, but I get it. I mean, they're definitely a better team, and they should, barring, like, you know, going 2 for 5 and fourth downs, they should be okay.
Right. So, you know, this is usually the next to last week of the season here with Christmas week. We have the extra week this year. Vic, I think I heard today, mathematically, 27 of the 32 teams are still alive in the playoff race. So we know some of those can be canceled. There's some 4-win teams in the NFC that are really just a loss or somebody else winning being away from that. But, you know, I hear a lot of people say the NFL wants that. That's good for the league. Where do you stand on all that parity and just maybe unprecedented parity here coming to the end this season?
Yeah, I'm not really sure I buy that they want that. I think that little parity is good, but this is kind of nuts this year. There's so many weird games this year, like shocking decisions. I just think it's hard to kind of put your finger on why. But I guess it's all right. I mean, like you said, a lot of these teams are still in it, but not really in it. Like the Raiders are not really in it. I mean, but I guess they're still alive. But all these teams are on life support. So parity's fine. This year's kind of gone a little crazy in my mind.
Yeah, the Raiders come to Cleveland on Monday. They were supposed to come on Saturday. Vic, for that game for the Browns, a win would have put them in first place and fourth in the AFC. With the loss, they're in last place and 12th in the AFC. I mean, outside past September 30th, that just doesn't happen, right? But that, the AFC North, excuse me, is one big car wreck, and somebody's going to win it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's hard to pinpoint who you think. You mentioned the Packers, but it's hard to pinpoint a real serious favorite. To go all the way.
No, it is. It is. Okay, I'm going to give my last pick. I'm going to fast forward all the way to Monday night, and I'm going to buy a little time here, Vic, because you're going to have to come up with an extra one because you put Colts and Cardinals both on the list. That happens that way.
That's what fine. I did, see? That makes sense.
I'm going to Monday night, and I'm looking at the Dolphins and the Saints, both coming in with momentum. The Dolphins have actually been hot going back 5 or 6 weeks now. They're alive in the AFC playoff race. The Saints stunned everybody by going to Tampa and shutting out the Bucs. Last week, line is 339.5. Neither offense does it for me. I'm sticking with the under. It's a plug your nose, and I don't love it, but the Saints have been really good on defense all year, and now they are one of those teams, Vic, that you're talking about. Of course, they were alive, but until they did it last week, nobody believed it. I'm thinking they rally the troops with that. They certainly are chasing that playoff spot. The Dolphins, you know, they're a horizontal offense. They're a well-coached team. They're a pretty good defense. They got into a little bit of a shootout with the Jets because of some early turnovers. But I see this as a 16-13 type game, and I'm going under 39.5 on Monday Night Football in the Superdome for my last pick. Did you come up with your fifth one yet, Vic?
Yeah, I have one. I got the Cowboys. I think going back to – I probably wanted the Colts first half or Cardinals second half. Now I think about it. That would be some great stuff.
Okay.
Some great handicapping, but I'm not going to do that. But I'm with the Cowboys. I think the I haven't been a big believer in Washington when they were doing well. I think they're kind of a fraud and they had some injuries with COVID stuff. So I see that game being one of the Cowboys should be able to roll pretty easily.
Yeah, I that certainly was on my list of ones that just got thrown out as I put it together. So one game Thursday, two on Christmas. If you want to hang, or if you don't want to hang out with your family, or even if you do, when you want to play along, and then a usual Sunday and Monday night, week 16, the first week 16 of our 18 week NFL schedule here. So we will be back another holiday ish edition next week. We hope Mike will be able to be back with us. We thank you guys for listening and following all year. Hopefully you followed me last week. I can't guarantee that again.
No, go ahead, guarantee it. So you're going 5-0 again. This is like the new, this is it. People stuck with us all this season for some miserable stuff. So now they got to really, like, not only they got to maximize the opportunities here. You're on fire. Got to ride it. Guaranteed 5-0 this week.
Easy, easy game. Let's stay hot. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.